From the interim director, community business development partner, submitting an informational monthly report, providing an update on departmental waivers. At our January meeting cycle, the January report was laid over. We also have before us the current cycle's report, which is the March cycle. This item also goes to the Committee on Economic and Community Development for informational.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. You have the report for January, the one that was laid over that covers the periods of November. Yes.
State your name for the record.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to introduce you, but you started too quick. Come on.
My name is Nelson Soler, the interim director of the Community Business Development Partners. And thank you for the opportunity to present these two reports to you.
Okay.
The January report was laid over per the request of the chair. During that period, which covers November and December of 2012, we tracked $9.1 million worth of contracts, of which $175,000 were waived. There was $15,900 that were waived without our review. And we had discussed with the department, we had a training session, and the matter has been addressed. The two largest waivers here in this report pertain to worker compensation claims.
Okay.
Are there any questions, Mr. Chair, on the report?
Any questions on this particular report? No, Ms. Sullivan, you can go to the next report.
The next report is for January 2013, and we tracked $12.5 million worth of contracting. $1.1 million was waived, and this waiver increase that you have seen is probably our largest waiver, our waiver amount, if you want to say that. This amount increase is due to the combined course annual contracts that they do with the state of Wisconsin, and also with several grants that they receive that where the grantor has imposed restrictions on who the performers of the grant shall be. Oh. And those are listed in this report.
Okay. Any questions of that? If not, thank you, Mr. Sullivan.
Thank you.